JK, sellout crowd this evening for the final home game of the season, and honestly, what an atmosphere you had.
Yeah, final home game of the regular season. We don't know what is around the corner, but yes, I mean, to have the fans supporting the team like that was just amazing. I've just said to the players inside that just savour that atmosphere and understand what this ground would be like if we could win a trophy over the coming years. So it's a wonderful feeling to have sent a lot of fervent Harlequins fans home happy. Equally, we know we've got a huge game to play next week as well, and we've got to get our heads on that very quickly.
Looking at the performance of the whole team this evening, the set pieces, you know, your scrums solid, the lineouts, Matthew Horwell and Buchanan finding his mark, and always fighting at the breakdowns as well.
Yes, absolutely. I thought most parts of our game were in very good shape. We felt at half time we probably could get more out of our defence than we'd had, although they hadn't respectfully had a lot of ball. And certainly the second half, we were ruthless in the breakdown area and we caused them some big problems and got some good turnovers.
We do need to mention some of the players who are departing this season. Matt Hopper, Carl Dixon, he played probably for longer than you were expecting this evening with Kerr going off with his injury. And, well, Nick Evans, what can we say? We've heard you mention the term legend, but I think it does suit him. 22 points he got out of today's game on top of the masses he's got over the years.
I think I remember him saying that his father thought that he'd be the Peter Pan of rugby and that he would never stop playing. So when he made the decision, and it was, you know, with heavy heart that this was going to be the last year, I'm not sure his dad necessarily believed it. He sort of offered me that information as an aside when he talked about the decision-making process that he'd had. It is right. You don't always get what you want in life, but it's right that he was able to enjoy his evening at the Stoop. He may well be playing here again. Who knows how the next month's going to evolve. But anybody who's been there tonight will long remember that. You know, as far as Carl Dixon's concerned, I agonised actually over the selection because I didn't change anything else in the 23, and Charlie Mulcrone has been doing ever so well. And it just, to me, was the right thing that there was a man who'd been at the club 8 years and that he should be given that opportunity. And I explained that to Charlie during the week when I made the decision. I didn't expect Carl to get on after 20 minutes, but he did unbelievably well. And, you know, a lot of boys leaving, Matt Hopper as well. Hasn't had the opportunity tonight to play in that game, but he's been an unbelievable servant and we'll send him off the right way as the next few weeks evolve.
Looking ahead, obviously, we still got a very crucial game coming down to the wire, as seems to be the way with the rugby union, Northampton Saints.
Yeah, that'll obviously decide where we finish in the Premiership. Every week's been important. Top the points up, you get to be where you deserve to be. Our preparation, we'll try to make sure it's spot on. I'll have a passing interest, I guess, to how Northampton and Gloucester get on over the weekend. But you can't control those things. The fortunate thing is that we can control Northampton as well as ourselves next week. And clearly they're in a, you know, similar position to ourselves and Gloucester as well. So, you know, we'll see what Saturday brings next week.
A great game today, very powerful, very strong game, and hopefully a good atmosphere in the changing room to take forward to next week.
Yeah, you know, look, we've lost the last two games we've played, but I felt the performance against Newcastle when we got 50, I thought we took Saracens, who are a very strong side. I thought we took them a long way to over the hour mark. We were very, very competitive at Wembley, and I was on record as saying I felt 2 weeks ago, it sounds like sour grapes, but I honestly felt it was just hugely injustice, the result against Exeter. And the key thing for us was to get the boys to believe that if they played with the same intensity, they could get the result. And that's exactly what's happened tonight. So that's a great fill-up from a confidence perspective. Now we've got to take it into next week.